to our show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining our show today. My name is Wanda McKenzie. And in her absence, co-host Stephanie Kennedy Alford. I am the founder of We Are Survivors, which is a nonprofit organization. Our purpose is to provide a stable environment for abused, battered men, women, and children. By providing temporary shelter, counseling, and employment training, we want to help individuals transition from abusive situations to being self-sufficient individuals in society. We Are Survivors' vision is to empower men and women and to show them that they can and will survive and thrive in society on their own, as well as to uplift them and provide them with a new life and a new perspective of what a normal life should be by enhancing and elevating their lives. I am a survivor of domestic violence. I was molested from the age of 7 to 13 by my biological father. And then from the age of 13 to 18, I was raped by not only my biological father, but my stepfather as well. My husband, whom I met at the age of 19, was also very abusive. He was sexually, financially, verbally, emotionally, and physically abusive. And I was with him for 12 years. God has called me to be transparent so that I may help other women, other men, and other children who have walked or may still be walking in my shoes. Okay, normally this would be a part where Stephanie would come in and give us a fundraising event, but in her absence, I will do that. She has to go to a parent-teacher conference today, and we know that things come up in life that we have to tend to. So we do have a Kroger Awards card that you can tie to We Are Survivors, and whatever money that you spend at We Are Survivors, at Kroger's, We Are Survivors, will get a portion of that. So you don't have to actually donate or come out of your pocket any more so. You just buy what you need, and by buying your food in your you are actually helping out a victim or a survivor of domestic violence. Also, there's a Tom Thumb card, and same scenario as Kroger. You link it up to We Are Survivors. And as you're shopping, as you're taking care of what you need, a portion of what you spend will also to We Are Survivors. You have the Compass Bank. If you open up a Compass Bank account and link your debit card up, the same procedure, you just spend your money and a portion of your proceeds, Compass Bank will, a portion of your spending, Compass Bank will donate to We Are Survivors. There are several different ways for you to actually contribute without actually spending any extra or out-of-pocket expenses. We also have what we call a CPN card. A CPN card is it's a one annual $15 charge, and you get discounts from many different vendors from different cities, different states. And it's $15, and that's at one annual time charge. We also have a domestic violence awareness photo shoot campaign. It's called the Purple City Project. And you book your photo shoot for either your personal or your professional preference. The photographer name is Charles, aka City. And his number is 214-591-1370. This could be any month, any day, any week of the year. It doesn't have to be necessarily October, which is the Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It could be any day. Get together and I'm going to take some pictures. I'm going to go over about two packages. He has four. I'm going to go over the first two. There's a 55-hour package, which is valued at $100. It's a 20-minute session for up to four people, unlimited shots, one look, two edits. Then you have an 80-hour package, which is valued at $160. It's a 45-minute session for up to four people, unlimited shots, two looks, which means you get to change outfits, four edits, which means you get to take home four pictures. You get to pick your top four, be it your top individual four, or each person gets to take home a picture. You get to take home four. Other favorite today is, actually this month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, as well as Breast Cancer Awareness. And last week we went over some pointers, some things to look out for, what some things mean. We went over some definitions. And I want to continue on that. I actually, too, want to talk about something that occurred today. And due to, of course, the privacy and confidentiality of the individual, no names will be discussed or said. But I think it's important to acknowledge, because this happens in families, the disbelief, the denial that goes on, and the victim and or survivor suffers. The victim and or survivor has to still not only fight with and deal with and cope with and hopefully heal with what they've already gone through, but not only do they have to do all of those necessary steps to try and live what's considered a normal life, they also have to fight their families, their loved ones, their friends. They also have to try and convince them that, hey, I'm not lying. Hey, yes, I may have lied about this, but I'm not lying about that. I may have misled that story, but I'm telling the truth about this story. And the lies and the misrepresentation is not even dealing with any abuse. It's just something minute. Something as to lying about where you're going and where you went. So for someone to take something as minute as, oh, I lied about going to the store, so you must be lying about this sexual abuse, it's crazy. It hurts even more when the person that you're trying to convince, the person that you're trying to get on your side, is a parent. It hurts even more because that's who you want to have your back. That's who you want to support. That's who you want to lean on when it comes to you stepping out telling your truth. When it comes to a person being transparent and saying, hey, yes, this happened to me, they look for that parent to be their support, to be their guidance, to be the one that says, I got you, I hear you, I'm sorry, I'm here for you, what can I do for you? Is there anything you need right now? That's the person that we want to turn to and cry and just unwind, relax, and collapse. Help me because I'm hurting. That is the person that, against all odds, you know without a shadow of a doubt, they're there. They believe me. They believe in me. They want to help me. They want to support me. They want to be there for me. Without a shadow of a doubt, they're going to be there. I'm going to look up, and I'm going to know. I'm going to feel, parents. I know what it feels like to not have that support. I knew what it felt like to not be supported by my mother and be blamed by my mother. And now I'm going through not having the acknowledgement of your wrongdoing from my father. So all my life, I've had one or the other. Deny, beat me, ignore me, call me a liar, blame it on me, say I asked for it, what am I doing, why did you say that, why are you telling my business? I've gotten that all my life. It's a long time. It's a very long time to have to deal with the two people that gave you life to tell you you're a liar. I'm going to read some very powerful inboxes that I received today. And it's between a mother and her child. And initially, I didn't quite understand why I was reading what I was reading. I didn't understand what was going on. I had to keep reading. And this individual had already told me prior to this happening that their parent, their mother, took their phone away. Because this person is spreading lies. Can't say that. Why are you saying that? Don't say that. Dare you say that? So what the parent did was inbox me from their child's phone. And this is how this goes. I am reading this because I think it's important. That people understand the struggles of what we go through. I think people need to understand we decide to step out and be vocal. There's so much to go on behind closed doors, but I want to share this. And it says, the beginning, before I received, hey, Miss Wanda. So my mom took my phone because she's trying to stop me from telling the story, but I won't be silent. So this morning, that was yesterday evening, this has been a very sad day for me as a mother. You are still telling lies to all those people. I am so ashamed of these lies you have told. Maybe it started out as a good thing, but has become a very narcissistic response. Truth will come out one way or another. The truth is you are a very ill young man. And I have spent years trying to get you to get help you need. Now you are out of control. This level of lies to gain attention to yourself. These survivors deserve you to tell them the real truth. You are a victim of molestation. You also need to say how you have been the victim as well as the accused. You have done the same thing to others that was done to you, that I'm sure you don't care to expose. Please note, as a mother, this is hard for me to expose your actions. I also pray, I'm going to say that means pray, that you stop and really try and bring awareness to children who are suffering from child molestation. It's a horrible issue that needs to stop. And education as well, treatment is the key. I have taken your phone due to your disrespectful behavior. I will not support a lie, nor will I support these lies. You keep saying it's your story, but your story is full of lies and half-truths to make it sound like a Lifetime movie. Son, if you tell the real truth that my son can help, that my son can help you and yourself, blessings to you. I'm always willing to help. Love, Mom. So my first response was, wow, because I was really confused. And so the survivor's response to their mother. Mom, I forgive you, but I don't forget. You will be blocked from all of things. Don't add her in the middle of it. Be a woman and text me. Come out. Now as a grown young man, I have gave nothing to lie. I have gained nothing to lie about. And they are things I haven't told you. I don't support you because of things I don't say you are my role. Things I don't, and I apologize, y'all, I'm just reading verbatim. I don't say you are my role because of this. You asked me, was it true what happened to me? Therefore, I will let people know that I am here for survivors. You were just supporting me the other night. You didn't have a problem then because it suited you. Mom, I told the truth, and sometimes you don't want your business in it. I should have asked, but you know what? I don't care. Stop trying to silence me. It won't happen. This is the exact why I don't look up to you. You, a hero, I'm a sin, but a person, look up? Heck no. And that's a fact. You're going to add this lady in the middle of this and expect to be mad? Okay. The mom responds, I don't get mad at it, though. When you go, no, I'm sorry, this is still a child. I don't get mad at it, though. When you go low, I go high and succeed with the power of mind and soul. I speak for all survivors. You speak for yourself, worth only. Worthless is a word to describe the epitome of a person who isn't a narcissist, but a person who's ready to change the world, adding people that are in a mess to get out of here. I don't appreciate you because of all the scars, the lies that you believe, all of the hurt. There are no way you, a hero, there's no way you can be a role model. Then he says, I'm sorry, Miss Wanda. Please enjoy your day. Excuse my mother for her not acting as a woman and texting me. And I said, I understand. Trust me. Because I understand what it's like to have a parent deny or a parent to accuse you of lying. And he goes on, Mom, you can believe what you want. I don't want to say my sister's lie. Yes, I did kiss them, but having or doing anything sexual, no, ma'am. But you don't want to talk about how. You don't want to talk about it. I didn't know what I was doing and what was going on. I know you had me in the room and you beat me down. You didn't even ask me, did I do it? Or the first time they accused me and you held a gun to my head saying how you would kill me if I do it. Now, as a sexual assault survivor, I am. Remember the cab driver from prom? Yes, he did sexually assault me. You didn't know that, though, and no, I'm not about to press charges on that because I heal from both instances. This is your problem right now. Narcissist? Wow. I always how I am the other survivor. Other survivors are also there for me. Please have a day, a good day, Mom. I don't tolerate the stupid brain. Son, I am a woman, and I will always be your mother, and your level of disrespect, wow. I love you too, but what I don't appreciate is you adding other people in the mix. You won't break me. I've only gotten stronger. This is the last time I will be depressed, hurt, or anything because of you or anyone else. Son, you are my greatest, or one of my greatest creations. I just want you to know that you need to take ownership of your actions. It's not everyone else's fault, and we can speak on forgiveness. It's what I've always taught you, and it doesn't appear that it's been doing much good. I forgive you, son, for your wrong and your right, but I really want you to get some help. And this was never meant to hurt you, for I've been hurt by you many times before. I am loving and a caring mother, despite what your feelings are at this moment. This needs to stop. I really thought we were done with the lies. You get fixated on individuals and subject matters that hasn't always been your problem. When things don't go your way, it's everyone else's fault. Like the time you told everyone you went to Peru for an internship for the summer. You didn't do any activities the whole summer just to preserve your lie. What you did this time, son, please stop it. As for Ms. Wanda, I don't stand in judgment of her nor myself. I know the truth, and somewhere you do as well. I love you more. Mom, again, instead of having a conversation with me, you still should call me. You still call me a lie. Goodbye, Mom. I'm in class. I can't forgive like doing right now and go tell my story, traveling to schools, helping males talk, rape culture, being happy about what I want to do. I can have you ruin and hurt me like everyone else, and you still don't get it. Goodbye and have a nice day, like I said. Yes, ma'am, I have the right. And Ms. Wanda is teaching me how to speak at events and tell my story. Yes, ma'am, I did lie about Peru, but I also asked God to forgive me for that sin. Mom, you need to quit trying to silence people. Stop talking crap about everyone. And you also have something, you always have something to say. And at the end of the day, I will tell the story, include everything in it. I will tell everything. I have nothing to hide. I've had so many survivors read that story, and they are now spreading and sharing their truth. You don't know because I won't tell you everything that happened, and I'm not going to. But to put someone else in the middle of it, man, that's crazy, and I don't tolerate it. And then you're going to cry and say, I'm hurting you? It's always something no one going to do that have time for except for those who tolerate the drama. You will always be mom, but a role model, no. I love you, but I don't agree with everything that has existed in my childhood and up to now. I have a right to tell this story and know this story. I did not add graphics, but I did add what happened to me. The reason why is because I want to hold a meeting speaking on the epidemic of men and how they are sexually assaulted. Also, how men need to speak up for women sometimes. The reason I want my story out there is because when men read, they're going to start coming out with their stories. I know that I have that power. You want to come to a speech but then go back and say, I'm doing this for narcissism, when that is bull. I speak for those who can't. You're basically saying that just because I spread this story, I'm lying to people, and I'm not. Always trying to criticize me, but you have no idea how I have felt for the past 18 years. I finally feel free, happy, and I'm finally finding peace. I'm turning the pain that has hurt for so long into power. You don't know the rest of my situations of sexual assault that happened because I don't tell those. I tell only the ones I can feel can make an impact. Sitting up here trying to act like you know everything I've been through, but you don't. You always say mom knows more than you think they do. No, you don't. I want to tell you because I will go tell others that need to know. God has been here for me, and now my healing process has begun. so you will not bring me down, so stop trying to. I will be successful with or without you. Stop trying to stop my success, turning that negative into a positive. That was so, I don't want to say unbelievable, but a wow to hear a mother and son go back and forth like that. Do you want to pray for healing, for understanding when it comes to that mother and child duo? Because once again, I understand the stress. I understand being pulled. I understand being frustrated. I understand being hurt. Because you don't understand why your loved one doesn't support you. Why your loved one is giving you so much grief. You don't understand that. So, for the mom and for the son, I do pray that you receive help. I do pray that you open your heart and heart up to a new beginning, to something other than animosity, other than anger, other than pity. We as survivors and victims need some type of support, good home cooking support, as I say. Because we're hurting. We're hurting. And I just wanted to, like I said, bring that to the forefront to let people understand and know how painful it is and can be when you don't have the support of your loved ones, when you don't have the support of your parents. Despite if the accuser is one or the other. Some effects of domestic violence. Like I said, once again, it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And so I want to share some pointers. Now, families or individuals who have experienced domestic violence, either physically or emotionally or multiple traumas, there are various effects on the mind, body, and spirit. You have trauma in the body. You also have PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder, depression. You'll have dislocation. You will have memory loss. There are times when you can be fatigued, shortness of breath, muscle tension, involuntary shaking. Your sleeping and eating habits, patterns change. It's so many things that can go on. PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder, the mental condition that's triggered by a terrifying event. PTSD are like flashbacks, nightmares, severe anxiety. When something like that occurs, it's like it takes you back to that place where it happened. Depression. Everybody kind of knows what depression is. But it can affect the body. Depression can lead to someone losing weight or vice versa gaining weight. Because if you're a stress eater, that's what you'll do. You'll eat. Then you have others who eat food at the comfort. You gotta have it to make them feel better. The common physical evidence that we see are like bruises, black eyes, red or purple marks around the neck, either something sprained or broken. Someone's withdrawn, the laughter is gone, or no eye contact. You know, some may have difficulty speaking. You have the paranoia, or term something flies by or catches the corner of your eye, you jump. So important to get help, to understand that in some cases, professional help is necessary. There are so many laws that protect individuals. You have civil law and you have the criminal law. You have a lot of different orders and protections that you can get to protect yourself. You also want to observe a child that you may suspect. Because if a child is going through something, they're going to have behavior problems at home and at school. Prime example, wet in the bed, scared of the dark, not wanting to be touched, jumpy, taking a bath or a shower. Feelings of guilt. Depression, anxiety. Some children turn to substance use, mental health issues. Even for people who do not seek help or hide them for as long as they possibly can, there is something that you can, there's something that you can do. And the first thing I would recommend really is what helped me was praying. Pray for strength. Pray for guidance. Pray for safe haven. Pray for peace. If you or a child have been abused, you can get help for you and your child. You can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline. That is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 1-800-799-SAFE. To a health professional, like a pediatrician or a counselor, be supportive and available to listen to your child. Make sure your child knows that the abuse is not their fault. Please make sure of that. Tell the child to stay away if they're being hit to the best of their ability. Because sometimes in certain cases, you don't want the child to draw more attention because it angers the person. Tell your child to stay away from anyone that's doing them harm. And be a supportive, if it's a parent or a friend to a child, be there, be their friend, be very supportive. You can also get help from the court system. You get a court order of protection, which is issued to the abuser. Then you have a court order, which can stay with you and your children. And what that does is your partner or whomever is inflicting the abuse cannot be around. And if it's a father figure and there's children in the home, then the judge, they'll work out the legalities and all of that so that you can still be able to see your children, probably most likely supervised, though. I just want to take the time out to get everyone to really acknowledge breast cancer. And I think next weekend we'll have some tidbits about breast cancer awareness, self-examinations, mammograms, what to experience, to what to expect to experience. I can tell you, ladies, if you hadn't had one, it's not a great adventure. It's something that's mandatory, but it's not a great adventure. For those that are listening and know someone that's in a domestic violence situation, just please be supportive. Please allow them to go through their process. Understand it's not as easy as just getting up and walking away. It's not as easy as not answering that phone. It's not as easy as pulling up to that garage or that door thinking, what kind of mood is he or she in? It's not that easy. But these are some of the things that we have to go through. There should be a time when an individual can tell the person that they love, that they sleep with, that they lay with, that they play with, that they talk to all the time, that, hey, I'm uncomfortable with this. Can we change it or can we work on it? And why we do it? But it's important to be that friend that listens and don't be so opinionated. Because if we chose to come to you, that means we trust in you. That means that we want and need your help. Don't ask a person why they don't leave. Many women have different reasons, different stories, different things that are keeping them elevated and stuck. So I say that to say, be a friend, be a supportive person, don't question, don't say things like, oh girl, if I was doing this or doing that, I would have been gone. Just always tell them, what can I help? Is there something you need? Let me pack the emergency bag. That's what's important. I just want to also take the time out to thank everyone that comes back and listens, everyone that listens live. Thank you for coming on, be it every week or every other week or when you remember. Thank you. Thank you for the support we are survivors. Receive. Today, I just want to really acknowledge the supporters. I think I did that last week, but I want to do it again. I want to acknowledge the supporters of We Are Survivors. I want to acknowledge and thank the ones that are behind us, the ones that are working towards making We Are Survivors a success. Because it's a lot of work, it's a lot of behind the scenes, it's a lot of struggles, a lot of tears, a lot of blood and sweat. So I thank everyone that supports. I thank everyone for listening. And I just look forward to We Are Survivors growing. I look forward to hearing experiences. I want to give out some important phone numbers in aware of Domestic Violence Awareness Month. The Domestic Violence Hotline number is 1-800-799-SAFE. Again, we have the Attorney General's Office, our Child Support Office, number is 214-761-0029. We have, for counseling information, 214-653-3723. For legal help, we have 800-777-4673. For lawyers against domestic violence, you have at number 214-748-1234. For the DA's office, for counseling information, family violence counseling, you have 972-721-6552. For protective order, 214-653-3528. Support system. Not only do you have a National Domestic Violence Hotline, but you have the Adult and Child Abuse Hotline. That's 800-252-5400. You have the Rape Crisis Center, 214-590-0430. We also have the Suicide Crisis Center, which is 214-824-7020. Again, that is 214-824-7020. I also want to talk about some things that we as survivors are doing. We have committed ourselves to It Works, which is a great program that has supplements for weight loss, hair and nails and skin. It Works is going to be a part of what we offer as a part of different programs that we're putting together for women. I actually want to thank everyone for listening. Thank everyone for supporting us again. I know I've said that before, but it's really important that I acknowledge the fact that I am grateful and I'm thankful. We Are Survivors is undergoing a new website, so as that website gets up and going, we look forward to you all visiting it, submitting questions. Feel free to contact myself or Stephanie with any comments or concerns, any survivor stories. The direct number is 214-454-2933. Our email address is wearesurvivorsfoundation@gmail.com. I want to thank everyone for listening, and I pray today something was said on the show that touches your heart. We are here to help, to support, to guide, and listen, and to lift you up. In the name of Jesus, I want to thank everyone. Thank you.